Good afternoon and welcome to episode 108 of Martin Uncut. Today it's June the 7th, 2021. And today's episode is WWDC 2021 predictions. In just a couple of hours, the 2021 Worldwide Developer Conference will start. This is Apple's big event where they talk about a lot of different things. So apart from the big iPhone reveal in the evening or in fall, this is the biggest event of Apple for the year. And tonight I will of course watch this event, and today's episode is about my predictions. First out, this is my first WWDC that I ever followed in my entire life. I have been looking at a few of the iPhone reveal events in the past, but never the Worldwide Developer Conference. So that is going to be quite interesting, I think, to actually spend some time on that. And after the event tonight, we will actually record an extra episode of the Smarter podcast, the Swedish-Danish podcast that I'm involved in, where we'll be talking a little bit about what they announced, and we will also talk a little bit about the predictions for it. And I definitely recommend that you keep an eye out for this podcast, and it will come out in a few days. But it will require, though, that you do understand Swedish and or Danish for that to be something for you. My biggest prediction is I don't think there is really much during this conference that will rock my world. There is nothing that will change my life totally or anyone else's life in any bigger approach, I would say. My Apple fanometer is just probably not hot enough for this. But first of all, I think there is, of course, going to be new versions of the various OSs. So Mac OS will get a new version out there. iOS definitely must get a new update. And iPad OS and TV OS, that's iOS in my world, all of them. They just got the different marketing names, of course. And I'm pretty sure it will happen because, as far as I've understood, there is quite a lot of references to these in different codes from Apple out in the wild. So in different type of libraries and so on, there are points pointing on the new version of the OSs out there. And if we are lucky, that will potentially roll out already to today or tomorrow or later this week, because they are quite often quite fast after the different conferences to actually release some stuff. But I think a lot of this will be improvements to the ARM architecture, essentially. They will improve the OSs for that. And I would be very surprised if that by next year, maybe they are dropping the support for future for Intel CPUs and going to go ARM only. And that's for sure going to happen at some point. I personally would also be a lot happy if there was more improvements also in these releases around security and privacy. That is topics that for me is really important. And this has been a little bit of a theme going on for Apple for quite some time. And Apple has really been, I would say, the lodestar for this development between the giants. And if we look back at the Google I.O. Conference that was a few weeks ago, they also has jumped on this trend. If you look at the Android announcement that came out there, a lot of this was related to security and privacy. But I think a big problem here with the releases or the announcement from Google is, will anyone really trust that Google is really caring that much about users' privacy and security? I mean, they are after all the biggest ad seller in the world. So they, in any of anyone, they would be really be interested in actually getting hold of this type of data. And they have access to a lot of this data already. And that, thinking about that, you could also think, why are they now talking so much about user privacy? Why do they talk about this, and why this newfound love for privacy and security? And of course, that is not an altruistic decision or keeping the user in the center. If the business, if the business side, the big companies in Silicon Valley is not doing anything about the privacy situation, the security situation, that is, that it is really, really bad, and people's data is being sold back and forth all the day without getting a lot of consent from the users. If nothing is happening there, they are going to get regulated, and that is what they are afraid of. It's always better to self-regulate, because then they can control in a way what regulation and what controls that is put in place. If they get a law, especially from a authority that doesn't really understand and know much about privacy and security, that can be really harmful for the companies as well. So that is why they are trying to self-regulate, and that, or at least that's why I think they are trying to self-regulate, so that they don't get the legislation on their back. And that is why Google comes along on this train. That's why Microsoft will jump on this train as well. Facebook is definitely going to jump on this train, but who will ever trust Facebook when it comes to privacy and those kind of things? I mean, they have lost all their credibility on this area already. So that was a little bit about what I think comes in the OS, and that's hopefully it's going to be a lot of security and privacy, or improved security and privacy even more, even though the Mac OS and iOS applications are, or Mac OS and iOS are quite good at this already. There is a big rumor, of course, and that is the rumor about Apple Glass. And that should be an AR headset, so augmented reality. So essentially, you look through these glasses and you will, by a heads-up display, get information or be able to interact with a semi-virtual reality through these glasses. And I don't believe for a second that this is going to happen. Even if Apple is famous for taking an idea that someone else had that maybe was kind of good and it could have worked, or it was really shit and they just turn it around to be a super success. And I would say, if you look at the iPod, if you look at the iPad, if you look at the iPhone, if you look at a lot of this functionality, it's not really Apple ideas. They come from somewhere else. They just adapted them into a place where you can use them. And I don't even think that Apple will be able to do that with something as wonky as AR glasses. And I mean, what would the use case be? How should you be able to use them? And would you want to be able to walk around the street with a pair of glasses on your face if you don't need glasses? I mean, I've been having glasses since I was 12 years old, and that's definitely not something I recommend for anyone. So no, AR glasses is nothing we will be working around with. That will just not happen. And Apple is well aware of that. So there is not going to be any AR glasses out there. Don't worry. But instead of AR glasses, I actually think there will be other hardware coming out. There will definitely be new Macs, and I think there will be both new laptops and new minis out there. I think the Pro line will be extended with a bunch of new laptops with the M1 computer chip inside. And potentially there will also be a new chip version of the M line of computer chips. And I for sure would like to see a Mac Mini with an M chip inside. They are, quite fast and a quite capable machine. So that could be something that is quite interesting if they continue to keep the same price level. So that's a few of my quick predictions for the WWDC 2021. And if you like tech and nerdery. Why not check in and watch the keynote? And of course, tomorrow I will give you a short recap and some information about what happened, and we'll see if there was any AR glasses or not, but I don't think so. So until tomorrow, have a fantastic day, and yeah, that's it. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.